a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Management Minute Home Team Podcast, the daily podcast for those outcasts working at home during this global pandemic. This podcast is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. Our goal is to make working at home work for you. My name is Scott Hammond. I'm a professor of management, a consultant, and an author. Years ago, when I was first starting my career, I had a job with a consulting firm. I'd worked in the firm for about a year and a half, and I was an associate, and I spent a lot of my time at a government laboratory, which was a client of our firm's. I thought my clients really liked me. I got high performance reviews from them, but I could tell that there was some friction about me with the partners of our firm. After a successful consulting trip, 1 week, I came home and was sitting in the office and was asked to visit with one of the partners. And to my surprise, he gave me my walking papers. I was terminated, not instantly terminated, but I was told to kind of wrap things up, that it wasn't working out. I was shocked. I was overwhelmed. I was surprised. And so I had to leave that organization. And to my surprise, two of my consulting clients, including this national laboratory, came with me when I left. I did not expect that. And that opened up a lot of opportunity for me because I was able to work about 6 or 7 days a month and make more money than I had been making full time. And that allowed me to go to graduate school. I found so many times throughout my career that losing a job has led to something much, much better. And so if you're looking for a job right now, I hope you think that that's going to happen to you. Have faith and hope that it will. But you have to work at it. It's hard. And it's particularly hard these days. Getting a job is a sales process. And you have to sell yourself. And you have to sell yourself from your client's point of view. So not from your perspective, but from what do you think this employer, this potential employer, will want. You have to go through a lot of leads, and sometimes that's humiliating, but you have to generate a lot of leads, a lot of possibilities, and then gradually narrow them down to get that one job. Remember, it's a sales process. You have to prove that you can do the work by actually doing it. People think that they will be hired because they want to do work. No, you will be hired because you've actually done the work. So you have to find ways to demonstrate your performance. And once you get an offer, you have to really negotiate for the right kind of work conditions and the right kind of salary. So it takes time. It really takes time. It depends on the economy and the situation and the discipline you're in, but sometimes it can take 6 months to a year to get a job. Now, I just helped a fellow get a job, working on a job. We've been working for a year and a half. So in academic jobs where the hiring cycle is annual, it is very hard to get a job quickly. More than 50% of jobs, I think it's close to 70% of jobs, come through connections. Don't let this idea of posting online and waiting for the fish to bite get to you. That doesn't happen as much as we think it does. Most jobs come through connections, and that means that you have to nurture your connections. Now, I talked earlier about that idea of thinking from the employer's perspective. There's a really good book out there called What Color Is Your Parachute? It's been around for many years, for maybe 40 years, and every year it's updated. And so there's a lot of good material in that. Many of most employers hunt for job hunters in exactly the opposite way from how most job hunters hunt for them. So there's this chart in the book, and I think it's really helpful. It's an inverted pyramid, and it begins with how do employers fill a position? How do they want to fill a position? Well, the first thing they want to do is they want somebody who already knows the corporate culture, who already knows where the water fountain is, how to make copies, what corporate procedures are, where to park, all of these different things, these little things and big things about the company. And so they want to hire from within. If at all possible, they want to hire from within. What does that mean for you if you're looking for a job? Well, it means that if you want to work someplace, look for temporary work there. Look for contract work or consulting work. Look for a temp position. Any of those kind of things that get you in the door and get you working will make it more likely that they will hire you, because they will hire you when they know you and they've seen your performance. If they cannot hire from within, if they cannot find that person, then they look for a reference from someone that they know, not necessarily a employment agency, but somebody that they know and trust, a client that they know and trust, a government agency that they know and trust and work with, someone that they know and trust. So the implication for you as a job hunter is that if you're looking for that job, to start asking people in your network who they know, who they can recommend you to, who might be looking for that job and who can help. If they can't find a trusted person or an inside person, then they might go to a business colleague, someone at the local Elks Club, the local Rotary Club, someone in their church, someone who's a trusted friend, somebody that they know, and get a recommendation. The implication for you is to use your own social network that way to connect with people who are looking for that job. Well, finally, the fourth option for them would be to use an agency of some kind. This is where they're getting online and they are finding the right person. Those kind of jobs, by the way, do not tend to last as long as the other three that I've described. People tend to be laid off more or not make that first 90-day cut. But then these are where they're going to LinkedIn and other agencies and other places and hiring and finding places, people to hire that way. Now, you probably think that you're in that first three, you're going to be hired in the first three categories, and that's probably true. And guess what? They are going to use your LinkedIn account and your social media account to check you out, but they're not going to find you on your social media account. They're going to use your social media accounts to screen you. The fifth way they find you is that they might place an ad somewhere. But if they're placing an ad somewhere, they're pretty desperate probably. And they're going to be very, very skeptical with the people who are walking in the front door. And finally, the sixth way is through a resume program where they're looking at your resume and trying to figure it out that way. So it's hard to get a job these days. It's very difficult to get a job these days. And when you do get a job these days, it's a great reward. Remember, your identity is very important. Who you are, how you carry yourself, who you think you are, your level of confidence is extremely important. But those are givens. You have to be confident. Those are givens. You can't get the job without it, but it's not going to get you the job. So what do? The first thing you do is you build a social network. You start talking. It's hard to talk to people and say you're unemployed and that you're looking. But you have to do that. You have to send the feelers out. You have to get people talking about trying to find you a place. You have to find an advocate. I always have four or five or six people who are kind of my age in the 50s and 60s who are looking for jobs, and I'm always trying to help them find a job because I know how difficult it can be when you can't find that work, when you want to work and you can't find the work. The last thing I will say is this. If you're looking for work, keep working. Find something that will keep you busy. Get up every morning and apply for a job or find a job or search for a job. Spend a certain amount of time looking, and then spend a certain amount of time serving. But have a normal work day every day while you're looking for a job, even though you may not be getting paid. I think I've told this story in the podcast before, but it's worth saying again. I write about this in my book, Lessons of the Lost. A young man lost his job, couldn't find a job, the economy wasn't doing well, and discouraged, he took a job at the Food and Shelter Coalition, and he was just simply unloading donations for the Food and Shelter Coalition. A man pulled up in a really nice car. They began a conversation. The man stuck around. The conversation went on for 30 minutes and then an hour. And after the hour was done, the man working said, "I've got to get back to work. I'm sorry, I can't keep talking to you like this." And he handed him his card. He said, "Will you come visit me in my office tomorrow?" Of course, that led to a job offer. It wasn't the job offer that he had expected. It was a better job offer. And he didn't have to compete with anyone for that job because this man saw what the young man was doing and liked what the young man was doing. And through his action, through his words, and through the informal conversation, he had already made the decision. So keep busy, keep working, and keep going that way. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Each of our daily podcasts is designed to support you and your work at home. We'd love to hear from you, what's working, what's not. So please send me an email if you would like to scott.hammond@usu.edu. That's scott.hammond@usu.edu. Also, if you're looking for a job right now and you're discouraged and you need to talk about it, I'm glad to listen to you. And so please send me an email at the above address and we can open up a conversation that way. This podcast is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. In this changing world where things are awfully turbulent these days, one thing that's sure to pay off, one investment that's sure to pay off is education. So keep learning, keep growing, and consider an online MBA with Utah State University. I think you will enjoy it, and you will enjoy learning as much as I enjoy teaching there. You can work at home and grow anywhere. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.